Oh my gosh, it's Snowmageddon. Snowpocalypse. Snow way and chance I'm getting home at a decent hour tonight. Snow whatever else you want to call it. If you hear my windshield wipers, it's because, yes, I am stupid enough to be doing this because I'm while I'm driving home. But part of me is just indignant because I'm kind of sick of all the overhype about this storm. I may very well end up eating crow before the end of this next 24-hour period, but right now this looks like a regular Utah winter storm. I'm driving home, and yeah, you slow down. You plan on wet conditions. There are fewer cars on the road than normal, but it's really not that big of a deal. Which is really funny, because this is the only thing that anybody's been able to talk about on the news at all. And on top of that, I had multiple coworkers all day today griping about how much our company hates us because they wouldn't let us shut down early and drive home. Which the humor in that to me is it's 6 o'clock and we didn't start seeing any snow downtown until about 5:30. So even for those people that were driving home to Davis, which is like three people in my branch, yeah, you didn't really need to leave at 2, or we didn't really need to take the day off today. Yeah, people want to do that more because it's a holiday and everything else, but it was just a reminder to me of, again, how often people just want to accept privileges without having to take responsibility for things. I have a job. You have a job. A job is a contract between an employee and an employer, and I have made a commitment to my employer that I'm going to be there during the hours of operation, barring anything like illness or death or planned vacation or something else that normally falls within those bounds. I really shouldn't be asking for any special favors or any special treatment or really anything like that. And I mean, obviously you can ask that, that's fine. I don't have a problem. If I were a boss, I wouldn't have a problem with somebody asking me today, hey, are we going to close, or is there any chance that I can leave early or anything else? But that's not what I've seen from people, whether that's people that I work with or attitudes from people that I've seen on Facebook or what you've read online or anything else. It's always, companies should care more about their employees and they should have to let us go and it should be the law and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, do companies make you come in on a Saturday because it's an exceptionally good day for them to make money? They think, well, the circumstances are just so exceptional that I'm going to go above and beyond what my employees have contracted to do, and I'm going to make them come in on Saturday. Because you know what? It's just too good of an opportunity for me to shut up and let them have their normal day off. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I would be pretty pissed off if my company did that. I would venture a guess and say most people would be pissed off if their company did that. But most people don't seem to think that that applies the other way. And my trying to dodge out of work and cut corners and everything else as much as I possibly can, just because it's an exceptional circumstance that hasn't been previously outlined or taken care of, it's kind of foolish to me. Again, I just got to 21st and 7th. I'm halfway home. It's really not that big of a deal. Yeah, totally knock on wood. If I get in a fiery car crash and die, I hope it's after I publish this so that the irony can be there and everybody can laugh at me for being a hypocrite, but this is not that big of a deal. And even if it is, we're going to have to go to work tomorrow. And when we go to work tomorrow, there are going to be people complaining that we have to be at work because it snowed a bunch. Or if it doesn't snow a bunch, people are going to be complaining that it didn't snow enough to make it so that we don't have to go to work tomorrow. So either way, it's going to be chock full of negative attitudes, which is kind of funny. And no, it's not lost on me that even though I was here for the extra 3 hours before other people left, that I didn't help a single person. I really didn't get any work done. But it's the principle of the matter. You hold up your end of the bargain, because then you can expect your boss to hold up his end of the bargain. It goes both ways. It's only fair, and that's what happens when you're an adult. You do what you say you're going to do. They do what they say they're going to do. I almost just saw somebody die, but that was because he was being stupid, not because the weather was bad. Anyway, if I don't get home safely tonight, yes, you can laugh at the irony of this because I'm about to publish this right now. And if I don't, then I will be right and I will be laughing tomorrow.